Today, we will read Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 26. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I do pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, may your word be real. Can it speak to our hearts? Teach us. We want to hear your voice. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 26. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple courts and proclaiming the good news, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, together with the elders, came up to him. "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things," they said. "Who gave you this authority?" He replied, "I will also ask you a question. Tell me, John's baptism, was it from heaven or of human origin?" They discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, all the people will stone us, because they are persuaded that John was a prophet." So they answered, "We do not know where it was from." Jesus said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." He went on to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, rented it to some farmers, and went away for a long time. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants so they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. He sent another servant, but that one they also beat and treated shamefully and sent away empty-handed. He sent still a third, and they wounded him and threw him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, 'What shall I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him.' But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. 'This is the heir,' they said. 'Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.' So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others." When the people heard this, they said, "God forbid!" Jesus looked directly at them and asked, "Then what is the meaning of that which is written, 'The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed." The teachers of the law and the chief priests looked for a way to arrest him immediately, because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. But they were afraid of the people. Keeping a close watch on him, they sent spies, who pretended to be sincere. They hoped to catch Jesus in something he said, so that they might hand him over to the power and authority of the governor. So the spies questioned him, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right, and that you do not show partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" He saw through their duplicity and said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription are on it?" "Caesar's," they replied. He said to them, "Then give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. They were unable to trap him in what he said there in public, and astonished by his answer, they became silent. All right. In today's reading, we see Jesus teaching in the temple, and he is teaching and telling people about the kingdom of God. And things are getting very tense between Jesus and the Pharisees. And so they come to him and ask him what authority he has to do these things. What authority does he have to do the miracles? What authority does he have to be cleaning the temple and tossing out the money changers? What authority does he have to be teaching? And he sees what they are asking, and he decides to test them. And he asks them about John's baptism, John the Baptist, that his job had been to prepare the way for Jesus. And he preached that they should repent and turn back to God. However, the Pharisees didn't follow him. Why? Because they were proud, and they thought that they did not need to repent. They thought that they were living perfect lives. They didn't understand that each of us are sinners. Each of us are worthy of judgment. It is only God's mercy that spares us. But they didn't understand that. And so, they had rejected John in his teaching, in his baptism. And they realize that as Jesus is asking this, if they answer one way, then Jesus will be able to accuse them of not following God. If they answer it was not from God, then the people will realize that they are lying, because the people recognized who John was and what his position was, and that he was from God. And they turned and they followed God. And so the Pharisees are stuck. And they say, we don't know. And so Jesus doesn't tell them where his authority comes from, because it comes from the same place. And if they will not recognize what John was there to do and what he did, then they will not recognize and accept Jesus either. And so he goes on to tell this parable, and it's actually very obviously against the Pharisees, that a man had a vineyard, he rented it out to the farmers, and went away. He sent a servant to collect what was due to him as rent. But they beat the servant. He sent another one, and another, and another. And they kept beating them and sending them away with nothing. Eventually he sends his son. And the people think, we'll kill the son, and then the vineyard is ours. And so they actually kill this man's son. Now what's going to happen? Well, eventually the owner is going to come back. He's going to kick them out and have them killed for killing his son. He's going to judge them. Now, what is this picture of? Well, the vineyard is, I think, Israel, or it is God's kingdom. And the Pharisees had been placed in charge of it. They had been placed in a position of responsibility to keep it, to maintain it. But when God had come to them and asked them to give him what was due to him, they had refused. They refused to listen and obey God. They saw themselves the owners of God's kingdom, of God's church, of his teaching. And so finally God sent his son. He had sent prophets before to warn them, but they had ignored them. Finally God sent Jesus, his own son. And what did they do? They ended up killing him. And so the kingdom of God is taken away from just the Jewish people and given to the Gentiles, given to those who are non-Jews, people like me, and probably like you. You see, God had entrusted the Jewish people with his kingdom, with the responsibility of sharing him with the world. They hadn't done it. And so, with Jesus, things changed. It opened up not just to the Jews, but to everyone, so that we now have a chance to come to God through Jesus. No matter who we are, whether we are American, whether we are Jewish, whether we are any nationality in the world, we don't have to be from one country to come to God. All of us can come to him. Now, the Pharisees saw this. They recognized what he was saying, and they were upset. And so he said, Jesus realized this, and he talked about this cornerstone, that the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, that they had rejected Jesus, but he is the very foundation of all that God is. And so they are stumbling over him, and they're broken to pieces, but also he is falling on them, and they will be crushed if they are not submitting and yielding to Jesus. Now, they're trying now to look for a way to trap him and get rid of him. So they ask him this question, hoping to trick him. And they ask him about should they pay taxes or not. If he says, yes, pay taxes, then they are hoping to turn the people against him because they will say, oh, he supports the Romans, our enemies. If he says, don't pay taxes, then they'll turn him over to the Romans and say, oh, this man is encouraging people to rebel against the Romans. And they think they have him trapped, but he answers very wisely, saying, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. And he takes both sides, and they cannot trap him in any way. And so they just remain silent. They're trying to fight him rather than to accept him and follow him. How often do we do that? How often do we try to fight God? We hear his words, we don't like what he's saying, and so we try to make excuses, we try to resist him. Instead, we need to submit, we need to surrender, and give ourselves to God and follow him completely. Lord, help us today not to be like the Pharisees. Help us to be true followers of you. Help us to hear your word. And when we see things that are bad in our lives, when we recognize ourselves in your word, help us not to get angry and defensive like the Pharisees, but to be humble and to give our lives to you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.